We are joined in the media center here at Maple Grove Raceway following the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals presented by Pennzoil, the first race of the NHRA countdown with our funny car winner, Fast Jack Beckman. Beckman's car is crew chief by John Medlin and Dean Antonelli with the victory over John Force in the final round, a rematch of our U.S. Nationals final. Beckman has taken control of the points lead, race one of the countdown. Jack, walk us through your weekend.
Well, we came out here Q1, and, you know, welcome back to Maple Grove. Overcast, chilly, rain off and on. Track crew going out there and doing the best they can. We smoke the tires. We come out in Q2. All our numbers look fantastic till it broke a clutch lever and it knocks the tires loose, and I got a headache. So Friday was a write-off for us. We came out here Saturday, go 387. At the time, it moved us up to the second spot. Come out for the next run, and it nipped a piston, went towards the wall, and I lifted, because you're allowed to lift off the throttle. And it still had good numbers. So our Saturday was fantastic. And then our Sunday was, I think it was perfect, Joe. I mean, truly, that car was consistent and it was fast. It's one thing to be consistent and be a 10th off the field. To run numbers like we did, as good as any other car out here, up and down the racetrack, all four runs.
To get to go against Force in the final round with the winner being the points leader in the NHRA countdown, something that you have had success in the past, to be able to get vengeance for a big, close race in the final round at Indy. Tell me about your emotions going into the final.
Well, you can't think of it that way. You could think of it that way if it's wrestling, if it's boxing, if it's a contact sport. Hell, you could think of it that way if you're a NASCAR driver because you're allowed to block. But in NHRA, you have zero control over what the car and driver in the other lane are doing. So did I want to beat him? Of course. Did it Stingy beat us in the Indy final? Duh. But none of that was going to help me be any better. And the thing with John is, in case you guys haven't noticed, he won't stage first. He won't even pre-stage first. So Indy, I parked on him. And he went in first. And here I thought, I don't want to take myself out of my element. So I just did my normal thing. John will never hang out. He just won't go in first. And that worked out okay for us. But you never know. You know, some guys came over, some fans before the final, and they said, we'll go Raz John. And I said, don't poke the bear. That guy always seems to find a way to get motivated and win more races. I think it's thrilling for the fans. Tim Wilkerson found his tune-up this weekend. We now legitimately have 10 funny cars that can contend for the world championship.
You defeated Jim Campbell, Robert Height, J.R. Todd, the reigning champion, John Force, en route to victory. That is a very tough race day.
Yeah, and the first three cars didn't even make it down the right lane against us. And frankly, I'll take that. I'm fine with them smoking the tires in the other lane. But to win on a great side-by-side race, which is thrilling for the fans, it's good for the TV coverage there, and then to do it on a hole shot, I mean, that's just awesome. If you're going to win a race, the way to do it is a close side-by-side one like John and I had in the final.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media for Jack Beckman, our winner here at the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals.
The lovely blonde? Yes.
Yes, the lovely Allison.
So it seems like every week you tell me, oh, you know, our car is performing so well, but we need to just
Thank you for the eye roll on that, Allie. Yeah.
But we need to get a win. What's it like to finally get that monkey off your back at what would everyone would say would be the perfect time of the year?
So fans come up. They say, you're going to win this weekend? And I said, yes. Every single race I say yes, because there's no reason to think that we can't win. We've got the tools, we got the parts, we got the people, and I've been wrong 18 times this year. And then you don't know. You know, when you start running down to six races left, and you look at the caliber of cars out here, you don't know if you're going to be able to win a race. I know we have a car capable of winning a race. I know if I drive up to my potential, we have a driver capable of winning a race. And sometimes it's trying to find both of those on the same run on the same weekend. And I hate to say I told you so, Allie, but I told you so.
Next question for Jack Beckman. Yes, your name and affiliation.
John, ESPN 1380. Given the fact that this was a Mopar weekend, how big of it is it for you to win this race?
So you ask, would Mopar rather see two Dodges in the final? Yeah, I mean, I think that's great for them for photo opportunities of side-by-side cars at the starting line. But would Mopar be thrilled with us whooping a different brand in the final round? That might be cooler. And the fact that it's driven by the winningest drag racer in the history of the sport, that probably doesn't hurt. I'm guessing they can get some ad signage out of that. And it's also nice, there's not a bad race win. Let me tell you, I got three Wallys from Phoenix. They're exactly the same height as my Indy trophy. Exactly the same height. And gave us, well, up till 2 years ago, they gave us exactly the same number of points. So there's not a bad race to win, but there's a few that are extra special. This one will be extra special for a few reasons. It's our first win in the SRT Hellcat. All of our teammates have already done that. We did it to take over the points lead, and it's been way too long since we've been to a winner's circle. For a shot in the arm, for a psychological boost, for that mental edge that I think that you need that intangible to win a championship, this might be the thing that was the first step for us.
Next question, Anthony Caruso, Capital Sports Report.
This is Anthony Caruso.
Yes. Jack, this is potentially the last race under the Lewis family here. We don't know what's going on.
Right.
So you won potentially the last race under his family here. What does that mean to you?
I would much rather win an inaugural than a final.
Okay.
We were the last winner at Englishtown. So that year we won Norwalk, yeah. Englishtown, and the Traxxas Shootout. I swear to you,
text
I put
number
this thing
40.
On silent. I swear to you I put it on silent. Apparently I'm swearing.
Especially while your dad is
right.
calling you.
So the next year, they cancel the Traxxas Shootout. Yeah. They cancel Englishtown, and we thought we better call the Baiters and make sure their lease on the track is still good. I hope that the new owners recognize the value of this facility here and the legacy for the area. It's not just that having a drag strip here is great for the community. It's that having this place and its heritage is phenomenal for the sport. I hope we continue to do this. I'd like to be the first one under new ownership next year, Anthony.
Next question.
You were talking about John and the way he was staging. I noticed during the day he was consistently rolling in deep. Was that a concern for you going up?
I'm trying to think of a euphemistic way to say what I need to say. It's poor strategy. You're robbing from the ET to make reaction time look better. It's physics out there. Yep, you're shortening the racetrack 4 inches. Show me a nitro race decided by 4 inches this weekend. All you're doing is potentially costing yourself lane choice for the next round. I don't think it's a smart way to race, but I'm a hired driver. He owns the car. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. And by the way, seems like it's worked pretty damn good 151 times for him. I'm not going to judge him. I think it's much smarter to stage thin and try to maintain lane choice. Now, in the final round, I rolled it in too. I'm not physically capable of a 28 light. There's no lane choice for the next round. So there is shorten the real estate and take everything that you can get. I just think that it's a short-sighted way to try to look good in one round instead of trying to win the race.
Any additional questions for Fast Jack Beckman? Jack, it is your 29th career win, puts you 10th.
29 and funny, Jeff.
Well, sorry, 31. Yeah, the super comp stuff, that is so true. We'll have to talk with our media department. We'll have a parenthesis. But thank you very much. But it puts you 10th all-time in funny car, which is what we're trying to do. That's a big number.
Wow.
And it has been over a 1 year since your last victory. And I know you drivers, like, you don't know when your next win is coming or if or ever. So just talk a little bit about those numbers.
Well, so that would be, my math shows that's a 25 race losing streak, right? I've had a 55 race losing streak. But during that time, I still got a paycheck. And during that time, I still got to drive a nitro funny car. And during that time, I still got to hang out with the fans between rounds. So am I feeling sorry for myself? You know, we lost in the final at Indy. But Gary Linfoot, the soldier that was paralyzed in a special operations helicopter accident and is pictured on the back door of our trailer, was there at the race in his wheelchair all weekend and doesn't get to get up out of his wheelchair. And then we flew in Jacob Delling, my 15-year-old buddy who's been blind since he was 3 because of eye cancer. He didn't get to see after we lost in the final. So losing in the final round at Indy sucks, but in the scheme of life, really? I get to go home to 2 healthy kids and I get a paycheck to do this. I'm feeling a little bit sorry for myself, Joe, because when you don't win and you feel like you've done something to let the team down, not only are they not getting to hold that trophy, they're losing bonus money on their salary. It's nice that I can go back there and they'll go, did a good job for us today.
Look ahead to St. Louis.
Think everybody's going to just have a little bit better spring in their step. You know, we're not going to try any harder to win, but I think in the back of everybody's minds, winning in Maple Grove sets the tone. And you like that feeling. It's an addiction that you just can't cure. And I think, aside from getting the trophy, We learned a little bit more about the car this weekend. We ran it in gorilla cool conditions. We ran it in pretty warm conditions. And if you noticed, it ran great in both of them. We're getting to the point where this car is listening and doing exactly what we tell it to do. And that makes for a dangerous combination. And when a car runs that good, you drive better. I don't care what anybody else says. You just perform better as a driver.
Jack, congratulations on your win here at the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals, presented by Pennzoil, race one of the NHRA Countdown. Jack, thank you.
How about that?